It's
Bro,
all good.
imagine being
Everything's
a
fine.
very
Loving
stoic
it.
Mexican man, dude. You're like
Dude, I've
five
seen one
five,
before.
stoic as hell, and you get to this country thinking you're gonna live your dreams, and they take you in the room and say, "Bro, you're getting tits and a
Bro,
fucking
no,
pussy."
yo, you don't
I've
think
seen
the lads,
it.
some of those lads would be like, yeah, see, why no?
When I used to go to the dump, I saw that shit. There was one Mexican dude with monster tits,
Stop.
and they would unload the truck
Wait,
next
you
to me.
Saw Kamala's
Yes,
Frankenstein?
literally. I'm not kidding.
You saw Kamala's work?
There's one that transitioned and fucking.
He hit the transition.
Dude, it was wild. I would look over
Where
and look
was
at
he
the rest
again?
of the Mexican. What?
He was at a trash dump.
He was at a trash dump, yeah. Like just bolt ons, like not even trying to get like natural looking tits. They were just fucking fake.
You
like,
saw one of Kamala's abominations.
Yes, one of her misfit toys.
Hold on, dude.
They probably did it for a fucking commercial. Like, look, we're gonna give you tits. We'll give you 25,000.
commercial?
No, I'm saying for like a Kamala commercial. They probably went up to some Mexican. We're like, we'll give you tits. We'll give you 50 grand cash. He's probably just like, she.
He was in one of those viral videos where he holds up a cardboard sign with like something mean somebody said. Yeah, he's in a trash dump. Make fun of my tits.
Just drop the card and huge double D's behind them. It was great. They were powerful tit.
Mongolians are freaky.
Mongolians
too.
Are freak bulls.
Freaky, freaky, freaky. The last
guys you want to see, dude. Freaky ass bulls.
Which is funny. That was an accepted custom at the time. Like, oh, dude, yeah. Here's some food, and also.
Also, you want a little pussy?
Yeah.
Hey, if you're horny, also, you got some pussy here.
It'd be rude of me not to have you empty the sack. It's just crazy.
I want
though.
You to be able to sleep comfortably. You can't go to sleep with a full sack. Come on, man. Plow my wife.
Plow my wife, please.
Plow my wife. Plow my wife, hey.
Yeah, that was fucking wild, man. Because I was like, what if, like, you know, because obviously the Europeans did kind of dominate culture pretty hard. But it's like, man, if it went the other way, what if China dominated us and we all had to cuck out just to be, you know, nice, to be nice? I don't say cuck, you know, I say it more like an ultimate host kind of way.
Yeah.
Super host Airbnb.
Super host.
4.2 stars. Wife's pussy was kind of trash. Back patio was kind of cool, though. Walls were thin as hell, made out of fucking paper.
Yeah. Fell through the wall in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's
just walked right through it, hammered, right, Kool-Aid it into their fucking bedroom.
Yeah, they were thin walls, so you'd be like, all right, thanks. And you would plow the dude's wife behind a piece of construction paper.
Maybe that's why they're quiet. That's why they're so quiet. They're just generations of like, hey, man, fucking, fuck that guy.
Yeah, true.
Fuck that guy.
Man, like that him. Is so, that is just like, for real, I was like reading that. I'm like, that is so nice. To be like, yo, man, you got how long was your a bunch of guys? You were on a boat with a bunch of guys for 6 months,
yeah, bro.
Dude. Come on,
it's time.
Plow my wife, but then it'd be crazy if you'd be like, let me check, and your wife's like, I'm not plowing that dude. And he'd have to come out to you and be like,
bro,
my wife's not really feeling you, dude.
Bad news. She's tired again.
I got bad news.
Her stomach's upset. Free Ukraine.
Immigrants are hot. What's the rest of the sign say? Immigrants
real.
Are hot.
Water is life.
Muslim women are fantastic at
Muslim
driving.
Muslim women are sick as fuck at driving.
What does that sign say again?
Science is real.
Muslims.
Water
are,
is life.
Water's life. Muslim women
no
are fantastic.
No people are
driving.
Illegal.
Yep.
Something about Islam's the shit.
Islam is.
Sharia.
Women rights are human rights. That's actually very true. No, I don't know if you know that, but women are humans and their rights are human rights.
Yes.
So take that up with the sign.
Yeah, doy.
Love is love and kindness is everything.
Love is love.
So even like Nazis loving. What about like Nazis loving Nazis? Love is love.
Love is love.
Technically, that
love
is love. Love. But hate has no home here.
What if you love the Holocaust? Love is love, dude.
Love is love, dude.
And hate does not have any home
hate
here.
Hate doesn't have a home here.
Not at all.
Hate doesn't live here.
So if you love the Holocaust, you wouldn't have a home. But
I put this sign up in our front yard. Me and my wife get along. Obviously, my wife's not a fucking psycho bitch. That's why the sign's out front.
Oh, all I know is that if you don't stand with giant corporations and the one half of the giant political conglomerates, dude, you are evil incarnate and you need to be stamped out.
You need to be fucking wiped out.
So that like Nestle and the Democratic Party can go continue their fucking just absolute reign of light.
Yes. I think Nestle, is it Nestle that owns the Great Lake outside of Flint? They're like, we can't have water. It's like, yeah, Nestle's pumping it out of the, we can't get water.
Well, you got to stand with Nestle, fucking, you know, all those other giant companies, Halliburton, and be like, look, we are the freedom fighters
And we got to get over there. We got to get back in the Middle East and stay.
I think we are.
I know.
Yeah.
We did. We fucking bombed.
We're getting back in there.
We bombed Yaman.
Yes.
Went back to Yaman and went Yoman.
Yoman.
Yaman.
Yaman.
We got the real white lion in the building, man.
I support the Pequeña Azul Lina, dude. Big time.
Yeah, it took me a second.
Yeah, dude. Okay. We need it. Immigrants get it done, dude. That would be the most brutal police force. Just dudes coming from like Dagestan.
Yeah.
It would be no good.
They would have stabbed that girl. It's out of reflex. Like, oh shit.
If we had an African police force, they'd all be children.
You'd have to let them.
All right. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah. You bad. Got that would be tough. I think the.
Well, they're also used to being strapped. You have to strap them up heavily.
Yeah, machetes.
Yeah, they get here. I'm like, what's this handgun shit? I need a fucking AK-47.
Yeah, we're going to need AKs.
Do we have any bombs?
Yeah.
You give an African guy a machete and some head garb, he'll be fucking good.
True.
Yeah.
What's the beef between African dudes and American black dudes?
I was going to say.
I love bringing that up.
I wasn't going to say that. I was like, I don't know if it's going to help this country if we give those guys the AKs.
Yeah. Dude, it'll be pull your pants up vibes big time.
Big time pull your. That's because they all dress like fucking white nerds.
True.
Dudes in Africa?
Well, they be getting in trouble for Ubering in the squad car.
They wear like.
You couldn't turn down the extra box.
Yeah, dude. They wear like.
Turn on the lights, dude. Like, you need to get to the airport. Turn on the light.
It's all short sleeve button downs. Short sleeve button downs tucked into pants up to your belly button. They literally dress like white dorks at all times.
They're basically wearing police uniforms. They're wearing like brass. They're like white shirt tucked in, dress pants. All they need is a hat, dude.
A lot of them get hats. They just have those hats, too. Dude, African outfits, it's sad why, but it's funny that it's just like, yo, whatever you get, dude, toss it on.
Yeah.
It's like SpongeBob. African,
they can fly as hell.
An African police uniform would say Super Bowl champions. Yeah.
Tampa Bay, or the Kansas team that City didn't Chiefs. Win.
Yeah.
Dude, I got fucking hissed at in social work school for that. Someone was saying, like, well, how do you know? You can't tell the difference of an African American and an African immigrant. And I was
very
like,
easily.
Yes, you fucking can.
Very easily.
And they're like, how? And they're like, well, how would you know? And I'm like, if you see a black dude with like business casual like a Tuesday at 11 a.m., dude, I got people were like, that's fucked up. The only people who laughed at it and agreed were the black people in the room. They're like,
if he's doing something weird, if he's doing something like if he's like holding hands with another guy talking, you're like, all right, that guy's from a different country.
So I was telling you about, I was talking to the teams. I was like, dude, if I was the president, I would not be able to not be a pussy for that. I'd be like, yeah, you guys are right. Just go fucking get those teams. Guys. Yeah. And I think that just goes all the way up. You get Trump Dog in there, and he's probably like, fuck, dude, these guys are so fucking cool. Dude.
Yeah, teams are so sick. We have to do it. We have to. I have to send them into a house.
Yeah. Or there's just a hot chick, and you're like, fuck, dude, she's so fucking hot. I know I'm looking.
We're just normal men, dude.
I know I'm leading the world, but yeah, I think it's just.
We're just innocent men.
We are, dude. Just innocent lambs. I don't think anyone's in control of anything right now.
Other than Father God. He took complete control
obviously,
immediately.
Obviously.
Yanking the music in front of everyone. It's complete dominance. Putting on heavy metal. Iron fucking power.
It is so funny to have just a little bit of fucking power. Just put the metal on.
They brought a meth head homeless guy into the house and gave him power.
I know, dude. It is crazy how, I mean, he is right. That is an ancient energy pulsing through his body. He was just like, okay, I'm the boss now. You guys are pussies.
He just got tired of raking leaves.
True.
And was just like, all right, fuck it. I'm in complete control.
I did that at one of my old jobs. I didn't obviously go in there and become Father God, but I was shoveling snow for like $7 an hour at a beer distributor. And I remember I was like, what am I doing? I took my shovel and smacked it on the building, broke it, and went in. I'm like, yo, my shovel's broken, dude.
Awesome.
I can't shovel snow anymore.
That was a vulgar display of power.
It was an absolutely vulgar display of power. Yes.
Dude, I brought it up to my dad. I got in a fight with Phil like yesterday. Yeah. Not a fight, because I was just like, just tell me why, dude. Why? He's like, guys. Go to those other countries, Shane. You sit in a waiting room for 3 days. I'm like, what are you talking? You've never been to England. I was like, every Western country has it. He's like, yeah, like who? Name one. Canada? I was like, that's their talking points is just like France? Fucking France, dude. What'd you say?
They just do sign language for gay. They're like,
yeah. Who, France? Come on, man.
Yeah, but that country's gay.
Yeah.
And then you fry the biscuits. Fully acting me, father.
That was good.
Dude,
that's his voice. Yeah, you got no nasal at all.
No, it's all through.
Fully acting me, father.
That's his thing. He yells.
He's Pussy Turn Red's undeniably a great song.
Turn Purple's coming out on Wednesday with Snoop Dogg.
Oh shit!
Turn Purple's
when me suck the dick,
and then I drain the balls.
Drain the balls. On the river. Drain the balls.
He would be legend if he came out with a song about aggressive
sucking dick. It'd be the best.
Guys like saying like, "Oh, Trump," and these like gender goblins get around him and steal his glasses, but he's like 55, 60. He starts to run and just falls, like eats shit.
Falls ass up, dude. He slides on all fours with his ass up, like face across. Dude, the worst fall you can imagine. Like it looks AI, the type of fall. You're like, people don't fall like that. This is fake.
What sign falls like what side was he on?
He was on, he was walking through a protest and he was like, fucking queers. And a kid steals his glasses, falls ass up.
I saw that. He got back up and then a dude kicked his legs out again. He just went like face first into a curb and had like a huge gash and had no idea what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
Still trying to fight that.
Go home, man. They need to go. Everyone needs to go home on those things.
It's time to go home.
Too dangerous.
That's how all boomers will die.
Just walking by a protest.
Queer.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of those things where it's like, oh, the brothel. What a glorious! It's like that must have been a fucking shithole.
Oh yeah, well,
must have been disgusting.
No, they were clean. They were super, super clean, dude. It was funny. According to European standards, they're like, dude, they're taking like five baths.
European standards were
they're so bad,
crazy.
They were like the Chinese take like six baths a month. These guys are the cleanest guys we
know. Who was it? There was like a king that took like three baths in a year, and everyone in England was like, this fucking pussy. he thinks he's better than us. He took like three.
He was so metro.
He was metro. They probably killed him. They're like, oh, my fucking.
Keeping a dude who like can't find food out of here while you're sitting there being like, I don't know how I'm going to stream today. People are like, people are kind of like reading too much into my stream today. Meanwhile, some dude's starving. He's going to get in here. He's going to take your money, dude. It is what it is.
That guy's family is getting raped. He's going to work pretty hard to get them out of the situation they're in.
You're sitting there being like, I have a problem with optics. It's like, that guy's going to come right in, just suck your money out.
I threw a Roman salute. I have a problem with optics right now. Louis throws at my house. Kentucky bothering me.
That was very funny, though, when the dude, when the other guy got like, the gamer guy got attacked, Beardson man.
Yeah.
He got attacked, or not even attacked. The guy was like, dude, did you chuck up a Nazi salute? He's like, fuck you, man. Get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah.
But yeah, the whole thing is like, dude, I'm just dancing on the edge. People don't understand. I'll be honest, I watched that and I was like, dude, do I do that kind of stuff? The whole time I was like, fuck, dude. Fuck,
yeah.
Fuck.
We do.
Fuck, I'm a fucking loser. That does hurt.
That's what hurts. But they're doing it wrong. We're good at it.
We're masters of our craft.
We're masters at it.
They got greedy. That's the problem.
Also, they're kind of serious.
True.
They're also having America First conferences.
Yeah.
Where they're on stage and in Mustangs throwing Nazi salutes, which could be the highest form of comedy if they were joking. If they were joking, yes.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Yeah, well, I do think
now, it does come at a cost of maybe destroying America, but.
True. But the problem is, this is the thing that gets me, is they'll get caught. They'll be like dead. Apparently, look like they're serious on a thing, then get busted and be like, fucking around.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, if you're fucking around, luckily I can just be like, dude, I'm just an idiot.
Yeah.
I'm a dumbass.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, it's that was jarring. I saw that and went, shit.
Yeah, maybe being an edgelord is not as cool as we thought it was. God damn it.
But again, you know, messing around is fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, what we can't do is just start at an organization. As soon as you start an organization.
Anyway, join the Patreon, subscribe.
But like, don't really.
Of course, of course.
No, it is just for yucks.
Buy our shirts, pay us, not an organization.
Yeah, it is just for yucks.
Yes.
Letting that be known.
I mean, we are actual comedians. I like that we're talking ourselves out of. We're not fucking alt-right guys.
Are we white nationalists? Fuck. No, definitely
no.
Not. I honestly am, and I'm not just saying this for the optics, dude. I love immigration. I'm pumped on it.
I agree.
I think it's cool. You know,
I'd like to control the border a little. Can't just be letting fucking all these guys in. You know.
Yeah.
I like to go down there and say, "You, yes, you." I might get a job down there. I might get a horse.
On a horse down there?
Yeah. Patrol the border.
Yeah, it's just so funny. It's like, dude, we're going to have immigrants. To be like, well, we can't have infinite immigrants. Like, you're right on that, sir.
Yeah, thankfully there's not.
Yeah, thankfully that's not going to happen. Yeah. Because, you know, we do have dudes down there on the ponies being like, hey, halt. Halt, sir.
Stop. Your journey ends here at the goal line.
Damn. How far did you go? 1,500 miles?
That is a sick goal line stand.
Yeah.
Although I do get excited.
They do stuff them at the goal line pretty hard, dude. Some dudes.
I have heard tales of I've talked to immigrants and they tell me they're like tale of getting into America. So I touched the delicious patient with my foot.
I knew it was coming.
I like hearing the tales of how people got into the country. That always does excite me. I hear about it. I was talking to someone who came in when they were like a 17 year old girl. And I was just like, Jesus, that's so scary.
You like that story?
No, I don't like it. I was scared, dude. Don't you even dare.
What do you like about the story?
Dude, don't you even dare. Dude, you're ruining the fucking movement. You're ruining the movie,
man. It sucks we can't start over either on this. We have to keep all the white nationalism.
Another body in the lake here.
No. Another sweet boy's gone missing?
I think another beautiful sweet boy is gone.
No. This is fucked up. Do you think the serial killer has to be gay?
Obviously.
He's either gay or you are gay. Or he's standing on true.
He could be standing on
straight business. Dude. He might just be a hetero standing
on toes, dude. He could be straight business right now.
Just a hetero.
Cleaning up these Batman, dude.
Yeah, there's no way.
The streets of Austin are filled with homosexuals. I'm going to stop it. Somebody has to stop these gay guys.
There's no way. There's no way. It's got to be
gay. Also,
it
sucks that if you get killed by him, that you're just gay.
I know.
Everybody that's gotten killed, they're like, man, this guy's killing all the gay guys. It's like, oh, what? How do we know they're gay?
Bro, if any one of us falls to him,
I'll carry your banner. I'll say he wasn't gay. The serial killer's morphed. Now he's killing the coolest, straightest guys. I heard he's only killing the toughest guys.
He said a lady laying under a cardboard box, the string, and pulled it out. It fucking caught my friend.
Fucking Looney Tunes trapped my friend.
I mean, dude, imagine you're in like an apartment in downtown Austin having gay sex, and the dude just pulls out a bludgeon. You're like,
oh, man.
That's probably how it's going down. You know what I mean? Or
especially right when they pull a bludgeon out, most of them are probably like, yes.
Oh my
yes, God. Daddy. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we're making fun of victims. Whatever.
Well, no, it's just we're painting a realistic picture.
We're just joshing.
I'm saying in the middle of gay sex, you start getting murdered. It's like that's
crazy,
sucks. We're getting murdered regardless. But in this case, it is guys having gay sex and murdering a guy. It's crazy. It's so scary.
It's undeniably funny. It's the worst shit.
So scary. Life flashing before your eyes.
Sean said he got two. There was a documentary on Netflix called the Don't Fuck With Cats. That guy like killed gay people.
Hold on, they caught a Lamezi?
Wait, they caught the gay?
Can I take a gander, please?
Wait, is that the guy, the murder suspect? Victim?
This is a man who was killed on April 15th.
Oh, man.
Damn, recently.
Well, hold on.
Damn.
I know.
Well, it's true.
Oh, they caught a Lamezi.
Oh my God, dude. How do they know all these guys are gay?
I don't. I think they're just assumed because it's all young.
I don't think these guys are gay. This guy's fishing, dude.
That guy looks straight as hell. I was about to say, that guy looks straight as hell. Let's put some fucking respect on him, bro.
Yeah, just calling these guys gay kind of sucks.
Yeah, he's not gay. That guy's
although
straight
some
as hell.
Of these, yeah, that would suck too if you jumped off the bridge to kill yourself.
Oh.
Then they fish up your body and they're like, yeah, he was having gay sex and someone killed him. It's like, no, I was depressed.
R.I.P., brother. Damn, that guy looks straight as hell.
Yeah. Who knows? There's nothing about this guy. I think the city of Austin's trying to hide it. So we don't get scared.
Dude, I didn't. So I've only heard about this word of mouth.
Yeah.
I don't see any headlines or anything. It's just like.
They're still saying that they're insisting that there's no serial killer, but there's been 12 in the past year in the same place.
What?
Bodies in the Lady Bird Lake.
Dude's just drowning.
Yeah, just gay guys drowning in Lady Bird Lake.
Allegedly.
That's terrible. Everyone laughs. You don't think it can happen to you, but watch the river.
They're going to see fucking Lemaire's zesty ass scooting around town. A little thick type on a scooter, dude. They're going to go, ooh, daddy likes the black or the berry.
He's going to get lassoed off a scooter.
He's going to get lassoed, dude. You gotta hog tie you before he puts you in. You can be greased up.
Oh,
my God.
If I was a gay serial killer, I'd grease you up and slide in.
Yeah, what the fuck? Although he's got to worry about the diddler. The diddler likes those chunky chocolates.
Talking about me? No. I might have maybe the hunt. You
Diddy,
know?
Diddy
maybe
likes those. Prey. Diddy I might likes go those down there. Chunky little chocolate drops, dude.
I might go. Yeah, fucking Carl. Yeah, Carl is a nice drop. No Hershey kiss ass. Let me see that. Well, no, I might go down there and diddle the guy.
Yeah, that's a good
they might
move.
Have to. They might have to. I might be the Suicide Squad. They might have to find me. They're gonna go. The only man that can stop him is the true diddler.
You're right, dude. I'm realizing
the Austin diddler versus the fucking Ripper.
You're making me realize I might have to cross dress and go beat up gay guys till I get an answer. I'm gonna have to do what I got to do.
You have to go make out with guys. There's nothing wrong with kissing at the bar.
Until I get to the bottom of this mystery.
You're going to have to get to the bottom. You're going to just get killed right away. They're going to find you in a dress.
Know that I went down with a fight, dude.
You'll have one tequila and be like, what am I even doing? I don't ever do this.
I mean, what's that bar near? What's that one bar near the mothership with the big, like, pink neon mushroom clouds.
Some of those bars are
I'll be in there
hell,
shaking
dude.
Ass for Poppy, dude. Like,
there's just five poppies in there. The whole it's always empty.
I know.
The lights are insane and it's loud as fuck.
That place always gives me a chill. I always like look up from whatever I'm doing on my phone and see that place and go, oh God.
That's I can't even imagine it's any time in my life where I'd be like, let's go in there.
Well, dude, I might cross-dress and party down and then get to the bottom. I might get beat. Poppy might beat my ass.
Recognize you. There's the line of fans going into the mothership is going to be like, what the fuck?
Just to get to the bottom. That'd be sick.
Going
next
into the
season of True Detective, two hetero-ass dudes have to cross-dress to get to the bottom of the gay murder mystery.
Was there a water park?
Oh, there had to have been.
Yeah,
there had to be some kid-friendly stuff.
Damn, that's how they deliver them to your room?
Yeah, it's just...
kids slid in your room.
Everyone's got the end of a water slide in the room. They just come slide. Yeah.
Just basketball court slides. That screech noise into your bedroom floor. Just
Prince Andrew waiting at the bottom with his mouth open.
Yeah, people forgot about that.
Backwards Marco Polo.
They've been forgetting about that.
That child that. Sex ring with all of the elites. Well, a lot of the elites of the world. Mm-hmm. They got busted. And
that
everyone
did
slip went,
my mind.
That guy hung himself in prison weirdly.
Oh, the security cameras fell off and the guard took a smoke break and he hung himself. And the autopsy was like, no. Now, what would Chris Tucker say after he roofied a kid and the kid fell asleep?
Yeah, dang.
Yeah, or...
You just got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
That'd be terrible if he really was never there.
He's probably innocent. For real. Sorry,
Free
Chris
talk,
Tucker.
Yeah, it is funny Chris Tucker. Thing about his voice.
As a child.
No, Matt. Now, how disappointed do you think...
Child. It is funny. I froze time and it's
Chris
funny.
What do you think it sounded like when Jackie Chan had to express his disappointment in Chris Tucker?
No.
When Jackie Chan did it?
Jackie Chan probably had to talk to his old friend. They made three feature films together.
Charlie said, Chris, this is not good.
It's probably something like that. Yeah.
Chris, this is not
good. That would be a nice fucking movie.
Rush Hour 4?
No, he finds out about the island and comes down and clears it out with his karate.
Oh, my
That'd be
God,
such a
dude.
Sick movie.
He just breaks Prince Andrew's boner.
Yeah. That'd be so good. It's very funny.
So what's the war?
The thing they're getting us on now is Epstein. And that hurts, dude. Getting called. They're like,
oh, well, what about
your whole
about,
country's pedophiles? I know. I was tossing some of them in.
What about Prince Andrew, bro?
I said Prince Andrew. Was it Mount Batten?
Who's that guy?
Wasn't that the guy's name? The IRA blew him up, and I think he was a pedophile.
Their country is literally run by pedophiles, dude. Look into the royal family.
Yeah, but when you're screaming into a headset,
yeah, you don't.
Nobody's taking time to fucking.
Hold on, guys. This is. I feel like you're maligning my country right now. And this lady just wrote it was like a book of like kind of like poetry and essays, just about like getting beached in America. It wasn't even really about that. She was just writing about like the Big Bang. It's pretty sick, actually.
She's just writing about the Big Bang.
She's writing about the Big Bang.
Was that her fucking dad's name? Big Bang. That's Little Bang. Dude, dumb racist jokes. It's a good dad racist joke.
Big Bang is so funny.
The Monroe Institute's a place where you can learn. You got to go into level one. But that's the thing. Like,
I'm a place you can learn. Hold on. What it is.
It's for learn, remote viewing. But that's the thing. It's
astral travel.
Astral projection. Sorry. And remote.
And you can just sign up online in Virginia and you drive to Virginia.
I almost did this, by the way.
You go to a place in Virginia. They have a place in Arizona. And like, there's dudes who are like remote viewers and all this stuff. But the thing I did wasn't necessarily that. It was the level one. You have to do this. I literally already forget the name of the thing, but you have to do it with the level one program. And it's pretty much just meditation.
Yeah.
So yeah, like I didn't know this. I just like, and when I showed up.
Wait, did you enter witness consciousness or no?
Nah, you have no fucking clue what you've never been to level 27. You've never been to level 23.
You never had a fucking roommate in a weird ass place in Virginia because of double tongue talking. You never had a
janitor sleep next to you.
Because of the fucking double boom.
But I roll in there and it's like the real world.
The Rizzler sent you to fucking Virginia way.
It's literally like the real world.
It's the most fun they could have is getting together with like-minded individuals.
Obviously, dude, I was there and witnessed it. The only bullshit I will say was they're like, oh, you're never going to be fed better than you are this
week.
I
heard the grub sucked, yeah.
Grub was ass,
bro. What kind of grub you talking? What kind of grub you talking?
Shit. The eggs every day were just like Insta eggs and fucking just bullshit, honestly.
Seed oils?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're like, oh, we got cheesesteaks tonight. And it was literally just like, if you got a roast beef from Wawa, the like deli slicer, and fried it.
They're giving all the fucking dreamers that are talking to aliens cheesesteaks.
Yeah, cheesesteak. Dude, three square.
Dude, they fed you guys cheesesteaks. And then went steak naps.
Dude, frying lunch.
I was just farting my check.
Bro. For real, dude, the dumbest fucking shit I've ever had. No offense to the Monroe Institute. I don't want them. I'm going to be invaded tonight by 10 schizophrenics. Like,
I would call Shane when I was there, like crying, oh, bro. Fucking laughing.
When you called me from there, I was laughing so fucking hard. You called me on like day two, like, yo, I fucked up. Called me from his fucking sleep chamber. You guys talk about your dreams a lot.
Bro, they're...
You guys have it.
I have the aura ring, and I have a problem where I don't really get any deep sleep. No, it's not. I don't get any deep sleep.
All of this is fake shit.
What, Ram? You're talking about
fuel consumerism.
What?
He's back from the Monroe Institute, dude.
You fucking learned. You're the top of the mountain.
He's a cynic now.
Nothing matters.
Dude, I'm telling you, I get...
Bro, I'm crying. It's so funny.
I'm telling you, dude, I am...
signing up to drive to Virginia and staying in a fucking... He showed me a picture.
I was in a twin bed.
That shit sucked.
That bed was comfortable. Yeah, it was.
Yo,
how many pillows do you have?
Two.
You have one for
having
me.
Having another dude in there.
Other thing I forgot to say, the way to get into
it. So prayer.
Is you get your resonant tuning, which just sounds like the Eyes Wide Shut fucking singing, which was freaking me the fuck out. And then you get a reball, which is like an energy field around you that protects you in the astral realm.
Redark ball. A fucking reball.
We are legion. Bro, it needs to get...
I was sending a dolphin.
You're hurting more than you ever know.
Dolphin down
fuck, dude.
And fuck, dude. Take down your retard ball. My dolphin is back.
Oh, shit. He's got a powerful reball.
Yeah. And then you have an energy conversion box where you get all your bad thoughts and you put them in there.
I like that.
And then before you go out, all that shit gets taken care of. And then you enter it.
Hold on.
Dude, who did you send dolphins, dude? Did you send me a dolphin?
I didn't do the energy. The dolphin
you didn't send any dolphins?
I do that at the gym sometimes. Not in the form of dolphins. I just send people power vibes.
Positive vibes.
It's kind of nice. Yeah, I just send positive vibes.
I can tell when you're at the gym.
Yeah, once I realized this is just level one and then you have to pay for level two and stuff, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got you. Loud and clear.
God, that's so fucking funny.
Yeah, I didn't really learn much from it.
Damn, you learned a lot.
The best was everyone day one was like, my phone's in the fucking room. Like, I'm not touching that thing. Like, day three, everyone's like, everyone lied to each other. It's pretty funny.
Fuck.
Oh, food's great.
But that's, dude, I mean, sucks. This is for real one of the funniest things I've ever heard. They're fucking sending dolphins to people.
The reball is nice.
If you believe
dude, and people clocking out is so fun. Just people just being like,
ringing the bell.
All right. Yeah,
that was only one. Two guys. Well, my roommate and then the other dude. Everyone else did.
Get a text from your wife, too, and it's being like...
I mean, you can't peace out if you came from fucking Hungary.
True.
You just got
to
ride.
Dude, grow up in the... If you want to use the carnival thing, that's the equivalent of standing on the Gravitron.
That's what you do. And everyone else is like, why is he doing that? And you're like, this is awesome.
Watch this.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, everybody wishes they were this cool. And everyone's like, no, dude, it's fucking weird.
You go standing on the gravitron.
He goes upside down. Yeah, the dude who went upside
anybody
down.
Anybody doesn't understand what that is, dude. You have no idea
how great of a fucking. Do me a favor. Screen grabbers. Bring it up, dude. Google.